It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be bringing you this podcast since 2009. And today we are talking about a subject that, well, you know, I'm almost afraid to talk about it, not because of the subject itself, but because how people react to it. In other words, when they hear the word black magic or evil magic, they become afraid and they want to kind of just get away from it altogether. And I understand that. I really understand that. But I think in today's world, the likelihood of being affected by some negative curse or black magic is much greater than it's ever been before because of the internet. Do you understand that right now somebody can go on the internet and for a $5 bill can hire a professional to do a negative black magic curse on you or somebody you love for $5? And there's not just one of them, there's thousands. Now, I'm not saying that all these people are very professional or have a lot of skill at what they're doing. But hey, you never know. So we're going to talk about how black magic works and how it can get into your circle, so to speak, how it can enter into your mind, your sphere of sensation, and affect your life. Now, I'm not going to go through all the symptoms of black magic, but they can be anything from breaking out in boils to just one thing after another going wrong. And when that happens, you need somebody, it's kind of like a bicycle wheel, you need somebody to stick a stick in the spokes and stop the energy from flowing because it's flowing in the wrong direction. You've got to build a dam. You've got to stop it so that you have a chance now to start turning it in the correct direction. Now, here's something interesting. I want you to try this experiment. I want you to find any book on the law of attraction that you can find. A good one. Ours isn't out yet, but it will be out soon. But any book by any major author. And I want you to, while you're standing in the bookstore, kind of browse the book a little bit. What does it say to do? It says to create an intention, write it down, visualize it, emotionalize it, create a mantra or an affirmation, say it repetitively, etc., etc. Am I right? Okay. Then I want you to walk across the bookstore into the witchcraft section or the magic section and pull out any book on magic. And what will it say? It will say, write down your spell. It will say, you know, burn this incense, light this candle, visualize this, see this, say this. In other words, it's a little bit more ritualistic than the work that we do with the law of attraction. But it's the same formula. You see, all magic is based on what is oftentimes called creating it first in the astral plane or the etheric plane or the mental plane. I'm not going to get into the differences, the subtle differences, but it's all based on that. All magic, all forms of initiation into sacred lodges and all of that, is all based on astral current, creating it first in the world above. There's not any difference, really, between ancient magic and modern mind technologies. Now, what's different is that some of the rudiments have been left out. You may not have to burn certain incenses. You may not have to burn certain candles when you're practicing the law of attraction. Okay, so they're similar, and if you really examine them closely, magic or spells and the law of attraction are the same. Now, it doesn't mean that the law of attraction is a spell. If it is a spell, I guess it's a spell that you are doing on yourself. But what it does mean is that magicians, ancient magicians, were concerned with how to change or shift reality, how to make it rain, how to be more prosperous. You know, you read about Solomon, you understand all this. And those who practice the law of attraction, business people, wealthy people, millionaires, people that are leading successful lives, they do essentially the same thing. They have an intention, they visualize it, they see it, etc., emotionalize it, etc., etc. You got the idea. Okay, so they're the same or similar. And they work on similar premises. Now, let's say you practice the law of attraction. How do you know for certain that you have cleared every counterintention, every fear out of your mind? You don't. You don't know. So think of it as this: a fear or a counterintention is a crack in your armor. That's why visualizing where you're going, your affirmations on a regular basis, are so essential to success as a businessman, in a relationship, when it comes to health and vitality. I just, you know, look at Jack LaLanne, for example, who passed away at 96. He did a full workout the day he passed away. He had such powerful affirmations and beliefs about himself and about health and vitality. And he repeated them every day. He lived them every day. And successful people in any walk of life do exactly that. That's what they do. But if you have a small fear or a doubt, you've created a crack. There's a crack in your armor. And anybody that is practicing the law of attraction through black magic, that is sending you lower vibrations and counter energy, that energy will find a way into your energy field through that crack, through that counter intention, through that fear, through that doubt, through that anxiety. And once it's in there, it then, like cancer, can begin to grow in your life. And so the result is that you're doing all of your positive stuff, but you're still getting negative results. And oftentimes, that is the result of somebody consciously or subconsciously interacting with your energy field in a negative way and stopping you from getting what you want and desire in your life. And I say this all the time, and I think it's very important. If you are going on a job interview and you're about to get a job, and it may be the best job you've ever had in your life, and you're just excited about it, don't tell anybody about it. Why would you tell somebody about it? And give them an opportunity to develop feelings of envy, anxiety, nervousness, Keep it to yourself. That's why magicians have always, they always say magicians walk in silence. They have secret codes. It's not because they just are secretive people. It's because they understand that to put themselves out there makes themselves vulnerable for other people's influence and thought. Now that's just average people, but let's say you're married and you've got a chance to work at a company that will require you to, you know, pick up and live in a different part of the world. So the whole family's going to have to, you and your husband or you and your wife are going to have to move. And you tell your wife about it or you tell your husband about it. This job interview, this opportunity that you're working on. Now you've got his or her negative influence impeding your goals. Doesn't mean you won't get them. Doesn't mean it won't happen. But it makes it a lot more difficult because they don't want to move. They don't want to leave. And so their intentions are going to be counter to yours. Make sense? Okay. So that's how black magic works. Now, when you hire a professional who really knows what they're doing, and I'm not talking about some local psychic wearing a purple headcloth and looking into a glass crystal ball, or looking at into some old tarot cards. I'm talking about a professional, somebody that has studied voodoo, Santeria, Palo Mayombe, some of the other arts that can use different forms and energies to enter into your life and cause havoc. You know, Eastern magic using jinn and merids and ifrits is absolutely deadly in the wrong hands. It can hurt you. So if you feel that you are under some kind of magical oppression and it has been going on for some length of time and your life is in horror, or maybe it's even to the point where people are putting stuff in your yard. I ran across that. Maybe you are an attractive, beautiful young woman, but you can't get a date. You can't find a husband. Whatever the case may be, if it's gone on a long time, you at least owe it to yourself to find out if it is black magic that is being propelled at you. And we can help you with that in your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Look at, I bring well over 30 years of Kabbalistic practice teaching people the secrets to the Kabbalah, the secrets to energy manipulation. We can tell and we can counter it. I also have extensive knowledge in Eastern magics, such as working with merids and jinns and ifrits. So I understand that. I've also worked with a number of island types of magic and studied it, particularly hoodoo, which is a Louisiana brand of island magic. So I understand how this stuff works, and I understand how to stop it. Stop it cold and return your life back to you. But one of the things it will do is it will try to keep you in a state of procrastination. And oftentimes days turn into weeks, weeks turn into months, months turn into years, and you're in this negative state, not for a day or two, not for a week or two, but for a year or two or longer. And sometimes it is longer. I've run into people that have been under black magic for 10 years. And it's interesting. Once we clear it, once it is gone and you're free, then the second part of it is we have to get your mind focused on all the positive things you can begin to start attracting in your life. Love, happiness, joy, success, wonder, travel, vacations, money, health, vitality. All of those things are now available to you. And we've got to get you moving in that direction, because one of the things that happens is if you've been under black magic oppression for a long time, there's a tendency to go back to it. There's a tendency to slip backward. So it's absolutely important that you make a commitment to yourself to go forward. You don't have to suffer with this oppression. You don't have to suffer when you've done everything possible. You've done everything under the sun, and it's still not working. Something is wrong. We can tell you, and we'll be honest with you. We will be honest with you, because not everybody that has problems, most people that have problems, do not or are not suffering from obvious black magic. Now, when I say obvious, I mean a professional that has been hired. There are lower energy types of black magic where people, family, friends are thinking negative thoughts, and those negative thoughts are working their way into your energy field because you have fears and doubts. But we can help you with that. So we can tell you the difference. One of them requires professional treatment. The other one requires you to start taking responsibility for your life. Now, let me tell you one of the absolute basics to ridding yourself of black magic. People oftentimes will write me from all over the world. Can you help me? I've been under oppression. This has been going on for 10 years. I just need your help. We're here to help people, but understand that you have to put skin in the game. If your life has deteriorated to the point where black magic or negative oppression is ripping it apart, you have to show commitment. You have to put something up to make it happen. There has to be a sacrifice, whether it's time, energy, old beliefs, money, those kind of things. And usually they're all of the above, by the way. Because if you're not willing to change, if you're not willing, if you just want it gone, yeah, we can remove it, but you haven't changed, so you act as a magnet and you pull it right back. That's why people go to a psychic and they get better for a week or two, and then it's worse. So, if you have any rules, avoid psychics, please. You're just hurting yourself. You really are. And you're putting yourself in peril when you work with so many of these psychics. Okay, I've said enough for today. For those of you who need help, don't fill out my form on our website. I want you to write me a letter at www.lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. lawofattractionsolutions@gmail.com. Visit my website at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com and read some of our articles on what you can start doing right now to clean up your energy field and make your life a little bit better, to take some control and responsibility for your life. So go to the website. We've got some good articles there that will absolutely help you out. But then write us a letter. Tell us what's going on. Make sure you put a phone number and or your Skype address and how we can get in touch, because every minute that you stay in a position where black magic is hurting your life is a minute too long. You don't need to be there. And by the way, not everybody who takes medication, automatically is under black magic or vice versa. I've heard this before from people. It's a personal thing. So you know what your life has been like. You know what you've been going through. I'm here to tell you right now, and I mean it, help is on the way. But you've got to go to the website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com, and say, Robert, I want help. Here's my phone number. Here's where I live. Here's what's been going on. Here's when it started. And we will help you. We will come up with a plan together. And as I said, you're going to have to put some skin in the game. It's not just somebody doing the work for you. But if you make the commitment to change your life for good, we'll help you. We'll be there for you. Okay, we're out of time. Have a great weekend or a great day, whenever you're listening to this. This program is being recorded on July 3rd, so everybody's getting ready for the 4th of July holiday. I want you, if you're listening to it around the 4th of July, to claim your freedom. And if you're listening to it in January or February or March or whenever, you also can claim your freedom, okay, through the law of attraction. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today. The Chakra Cleaning and Mind Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.